When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another anime review here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. It is AVR, not AVR squared, because the second R in AVR squared is for reactions. This is Anime Versal Reviews. This is Anime Versal Reviews, not Anime Versal Reviews' reactions. I'm Kyle, my wife Christine, our husband Brian. Last review we did a live stream review for AVR. We did our Frieren Season 1 review. You guys can check that out. It's up right there. Other live streams, Brian and I will be doing a trivia night, movie trivia night on the 23rd-ish. So keep an eye out for that. Lots of game streams. There's anime reactions, podcasts covering anything and everything you can imagine in geek pop culture entertainment. All of our podcasts, basically anything that doesn't require you to actually see to understand what's going on, go up on your favorite podcast apps, as well as the website lrmonline.com, where you can also go for celebrity interviews from LRM YouTube channel and all sorts of written entertainment news and reviews. Merch, we do have merch, link in the description box below. Husband O'Brien has a YouTube channel, Pulp Mythos, also linked down below. We're here to review Spy Family, Code White, a fun movie, basically, for the most part, like a really long episode of Spy Family, or an arc, if you will, of Spy Family, and in which case, the family on vacation to learn how to make a dessert, so Anya can earn a Stella. Things go awry. She eats a chocolate that's got some spy photos in it, and all heck breaks loose. All hell breaks loose. So we'll run with that as kind of the general synopsis. We'll do this mostly spoiler free. If we need to mention spoilers, they'll be towards the end. But yeah, why don't we go around and talk about our general thoughts about it, starting with Christine.
Me first. Oh, crap. I'm sorry. I'm just having allergy issues today. So it's like I'm trying my hardest not to sneeze at you guys.
That's comedy.
No, it sounds painful, especially if you have earbuds. So I do apologize if that does happen. I loved it. It was so cute. And, you know, of course, like, and you had mentioned it, whereas like it started off kind of slow. I didn't really feel that until you had said something like, well, yeah, I guess that's kind of true.
The recap, it's like, we know it already.
Yeah, but like the people who are just tuning in, like just in case, are like, well, let me just do this.
Could have been
you know those people. They just want to jump in and just get right to it. So it was kind of important. And if you forgot, you eventually get into a lot of action and a lot of comedy. And it's just...
A lot of comedy.
A lot of surprising comedy. I wasn't expecting them to go where they did.
Richard, is there something you want to say? You look like you want to get something out, son. Oh, my God!
Yeah. On an ABC scale, what would you grade the movie?
An A?
Okay.
I'd give it an A. I don't really have a lot of complaints. One, it's just kind of like, it kind of, by now, yours should have an eyebrow raised. And it is still down. And I don't know why, but it's kind of like, how are you this naive? How are you this untrusting yet trusting? So it was like the only thing that I could really think of. Mm. And of course, like, putting in her brother, where it's just kind of like, I mean, you got to throw them in there, but it just kind of, I could have gone without and it'd be totally fine. Like, yeah, it's just kind
of. I was happy with how little they used it.
Yes.
Yes. That is very important. But to me, it's just like you. They just wanted to show you, is all. You know, it's just. Don't forget about this guy kind of feeling. So, yeah.
I like the guys holding him down. That was a good touch.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Brian, your thoughts and grade, man.
It felt like you said, it almost like a 3-episode arc. I mean, that was basically what it felt like. I didn't mind the recap. It was done quickly.
I'm just an impatient asshole.
I've seen a lot of films do way worse or spend way too much time. So I didn't hate that. The basic premise was great. The third act was amazing. Tons of action. This would be, for me, as a B+. If you're a fan of the series, absolutely, it's one of those things, worth checking out. If you haven't seen the series, you could watch this. I'll say that, but it did sort of, outside of a couple of very creative sequences, it felt like a long, episode or an arc. I'll say two things. If you grew up in the 90s, the show Tailspin, there's an entire sequence, and RoboCop, and I'll leave it at that.
We'll talk a little bit about spoilers. It'll be marked in the chapters, timestamps down below. I'm with Brian on the B+. I did find the recap to be a little slow. I figured it could have been snappier. I do admit that, it's important to have, especially if you want a movie that could relatively be used as a jumping on point, So I like that. But like I said, it could have been snappier to me. Little things here and there. Some choppiness with some of the stuff with trying to fit in everyone. Like I said, it's nice everyone got him, got a moment. But it is kind of jarring sometimes depending on where the cuts were. So just little things. And then I don't know. I found it really, really adorable. I found a lot of the animation to be, I'll actually go with A-. I've talked myself up a little bit. I was like, I thought my complaints were a little bit more, but when I'm looking at it, it really is just some editing, some time issues, and then like minor things. I mean, Spy Family, people love to go and point out CGI, and I'll mention usually when CGI is rough. Spy Family is one of those that for the most part, they use their CGI well, and they animate really well around it. Even when they're using it for, say, special swooping actions, yours fight, for example, there's a lot of CGI background and movement and stuff, but she looks really good animated against it still. Mm-hmm. But there were a few moments where it was a little like too much and borderline on that, near Automata episode, but just for a moment, and only because of the way things are moving. So yeah, I think I'll go with an A-. I really enjoyed it. Christine and I are both real big suckers. Brian as well for this series. The adorable family moments, all of it combined. Yeah, teetering on that B+, but I can go with A-. So yeah, let's talk a little bit. We mentioned enough about story and characters. In general, was there any story or character moments you wanted to bring up specifically, Brian?
I always find it fascinating with this show. One of my big complaints in anime in general is little kids being annoying in a lot of anime. And this show blows me away of how much I enjoy Anya. And like, she's just well done. She's not annoying. She's just the right amount of being a kid. But then the comedy is very well balanced, and this whole movie did that well. There's so many scenes. There's one early on, I just when they go into the credit sequence, and it's her trying to pack her bag, and it's just a bunch of crap that, you're going on this 2-day journey, and it's like, you don't need any of this. And he's like, no. And she's like, none of, there's no speaking. It's all just done in the animation. And to me, that was like a perfect setup for who that character is.
Yes.
So there's a lot of little things like that. And of course, like we said, there's a lot of spoiler stuff towards the end that's just brilliant as far as the comedy. But it's also real quick, the show or the series, they'll do things where you'll have something that's super sweet and comic, related. And then you'll go into something that's super dark and twisted. And you're like, oh my God. And it does a pretty good job of balancing that as well.
Yeah, there is a threat to Operation Strix and the family as part of the story for this. And we all know, if you've watched the series, if Operation Strix ends, then this, you know, family no longer has a reason to exist. And everyone, of course, heart goes out to the orphan, Anya. And I thought that was a really nice way to tie the story together and have this not just a threat against, you know, East-West peace, but a threat to what we love about the series, which is the what does she call them? The Holgers?
Yeah, yeah. The Holgers.
the Forgers family. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. Babe, any particular story or character moments you wanted to mention?
Just a little bit off of what Brian had said about, you know, Anya and her little kid moments where they're showing kid quirks, but it's not annoying you. Mm-hmm. Like when they were doing like the travel montage, mm-hmm. and she's trying to study and you're seeing her being frustrated, and, you know, who likes studying anyway, you know, when you're young? And it's just, it kind of felt like, I wish traveling with my kid was that easy at that age. But, you know, most kids, that's not the case. So it was just, it was fun, even like moments like that, or like when they actually get to their location and the stuff that they do there, where it just didn't bore me. And I loved their little family moments. Because mm-hmm. Sometimes that does happen where, like, you know, you've got like your high action parts, you know, in a movie like this. And then you've got like your lower parts. Like those didn't bug me, just, you know, spending that time in the lower action scenes.
Yeah.
So
liked it a lot. We mentioned a little bit about art and animation just a bit ago, talking about CGI. Brian missed out on doing reactions, but last season, season two, the second core, they have this whole arc on a boat, and one of the best animated fights I've seen. Not necessarily the highest technical, but just everything about it looked so good. Yor was done so well. Her partner in that fight is hilarious. I like it when the bad guys just keep coming one after another, almost mm-hmm. like in a line. This had a lot of similar moments. However, that was a really long arc, and I think part of why I might have judged the movie when I was like, you know, B+ at first, maybe A- and kind of lean there. That arc really showed me what, you know, Spy Family can do as a series with animation and everything there on the boat. But I loved it in this. They do so many great things. It looks so good. Food looks good. Backgrounds look good. Christine's like every imaginary place that they're showing here, which based off of real things, I'm sure, and reference images. Oh, it's so pretty. It's like, I know, right? Can't visit it. It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, you technically could visit it. I don't know if it would just be perfect enough, but yeah, just go to Austria. Yeah. It's beautiful. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Just anything else you wanted to say about art animation?
No, it was very pretty.
Yeah. Brian?
It was on par with the show, and the show's top quality. And yeah, it was animation was good.
All right, well, let's get into spoiler territory, guys. So we're going to talk about anything and everything that we want now, including what Toki Wartooth has to do and Metalocalypse has to do with Spy Family, and what Brian had mentioned. So, yeah, Brian, you mentioned a couple things, including Tailspin and RoboCop. Why don't you start us off with some of your favorite Easter eggs and spoiler moments?
Yeah, Tailspin, I mean, I don't know if it was intentional, but it was straight Tailspin. The plane shape, the, you know, the Zeppelin type mm-hmm. thing in the snowy region, like everything. I'm like, this is Tailspin. And there's this, you know, the flying and everything. And so I'm like looking at, I even went as far as to go and look up some old Tailspin stuff. I'm like, why? So I don't know if that was intentional, but there's a really cool action sequence with that. And then the RoboCop thing. Yeah, it's straight up your fights RoboCop. and the final, you know, battle. Yeah, very well done.
There was a little bit of a Winter Soldier-ness with him as well.
The
darkened eyes. At one point, he has a mask with goggles. You know, it's this indestructible metal arm Z. Mm-hmm. It was funny. When you first see him, you can see just his machine gun underneath his cloak. And Lucas was like, who's that? I was like, I don't know. Some guy with a machine gun arm. And he's like Barrett. And I was like, yes, yes, damn right. Like Barrett, that's my boy. Not just like that guy from the game you played. No, but by name.
Yes, very proud moment. Yeah.
I dug that fight. I thought that was a lot of fun. One of the things that I noted, there's the whole poop sequence. Like, I know some people might be put off by that sequence, but the first thing that popped in my mind was Toki Wartooth and his hamburger time and underwater friend scenes from Metalocalypse. Hilarious. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I thought it was funny. Uncomfortably funny in a good way. What did you think about that scene, Brian?
Oh, I loved it. There was when it started, because you had texted me, but I wasn't sure what you were referencing. And then I was like, and then once it kicked in, I was like, oh, I got, okay. Oh, I love the way they animated it. It was played obviously heavily for comedy, but yet again, that goes back to what I said earlier, where the show will do haha, funny, serious.
Yeah.
And that was one of those sequences where, yes, there's tons of comedy to it from the beginning to the crazy, trippy sequence. All that sequence is so good. But then you get to the point where, the antagonist is just like, well, kill her.
Cut her open.
And they don't play it. They play it straight. Like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And it's like, oh. And the guy with his staff with the little poop on it. And everything.
The poop bag, the whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The peeing statues. Dude. Toilet. All of it.
Babe.
I thought it was just so funny that I could just be so on the edge of my seat over feces. It's just like... I felt so bad for her. She's like, oh my God, she's starting to turn colors. And then it was so much fun. But yeah, like you guys mentioning, where they're like, yeah, cut her open. It had kind of like that older, family friendly movies where it's like, there's still seriousness in it with that kind of, like, 'cause it, like you just said it and I thought Home Alone.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's still that danger there, but you're still there for it. You're still, You still know what's going to happen. You know you're going to be still excited. And I kind of lost my point. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It happens. Look, it happens a lot to this one. I meant to have that picture up more.
Oh, but yeah?
I didn't. Okay. I kept hitting the base button instead of the review button. So sorry about that. Brian always points out something about Home Alone, and that's Harry and Marv would kill Kevin if they could.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. It's hilarious. It's all fun and lighthearted, but you know damn well if they got their hands on him, they'd freaking kill him. I mean, they try. They legit try to shoot him in the second one for sure. So I like that aspect of it. Like I said, there was a real good threat. You're like, man, if the family doesn't come together on this, we've got issues, and it's fun to see Lloyd and your process, how much they want what they have, but still not be able to come out and say, hey, this thing that we've been pretending about, why don't we try not pretending so much? Don't we go out on a romantic date? I actually do like you. And I'm wondering if that ever does happen. If this ever stops being a sitcom, if you will, where there's almost a reset, no matter what, there's going to be a reset. No one's going to know about the other people's powers and positions and whatnot. And honestly, it could go either way for me. I would be happy to see them, towards the end of the story, if there is an ending, come out, come clean, build a real family unit. And I mean, they are a real family in as much as that they care and stuff about each other, but a one where they are not pretending to pretend.
Yeah, Lloyd is still kind of like 1 foot out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Which honestly doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, if you're ever going to need another family for a mission, you've already got one established.
Yeah.
So I would hold on to it for that, where it's like, you know, technically we shouldn't just, you know, break this apart. You know, if this doesn't work out, we have something set up.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's...
I think he might think he has 1 foot out the door, but I think it might just barely be on the threshold. So
yeah,
they're definitely into each other. Any other spoilers or moments you guys wanted to discuss?
What'd y'all think of the infidelity subplot?
Funny in a way, because multiple of those things I do regularly. I give Christine gifts all the time, like just randomly, whether it's like some sort of chocolate. She used to get these socks until I pretty much bought them all.
Yeah.
From Target, that had these just real funny things like cats drinking coffee or a cactus eating eggs and bacon or something, you know, just wacky socks. Right. And what was the other one? Changing clothes? No, I don't really change clothes. But I have had to start doing more trips, business trips, all of a sudden with, you know, the channel and the website. So we had a good laugh about that. But it's at the same time, it goes back to what I was saying about, you know, they all obviously want more of this unit. Obviously she does too. She wants, you know, more of his unit. And I like that played into that aspect of it. What were your thoughts on it, Christine?
I thought, you know, it is realistic that, you know, like your friends or your coworkers can get into your head. It was just a little bit of a stretch after, like, out of the three named, you know, two were crossed out. So then when it got to that third one, it's like, no, it's not got all three. You need to, you know, replay, you know, like, you know, go watch the replay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was just kind of like, you know, it was a little bit of a stretch at the end. But I mean, it is very much possible where it's like someone says anything like that, you're like, oh, maybe he is cheating.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just mostly plausible.
What about you, Brian?
The first part of it as it was going, I just sort of was like, yeah, it was very sitcom-y. Mm. And then, but the payoff with the wine and the Ferris wheel and everything, I liked. So I was like, okay. And like you said, and they dropped it pretty much after that sequence, but it reinforced the idea that they want there to be a relationship of some kind. So it worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an adorable movie, guys. You should definitely check it out. Hitting theaters here in the US, I believe April 19th. So do check it out. Yeah, that's it. I don't think I have any other words for it. You guys should totally check out more content here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. Subscribe for anime reactions, trailer reactions, game streams, trivia streams, reviews, all sorts of podcasts. It's a really cool channel. I am a big fan. All of the podcasts go up on your favorite podcast app. If you are listening to us on that app right now, please do give us a follow. Really help us out if you leave a review for the channel as well. LRMonline.com for all entertainment news. Celebrity interviews, our podcasts go up there as well. And if you've ever thought about writing entertainment-related stuff, drop me a line, KyleM@LRMonline.com. We'll see what we can do. And, of course, Genreverse merch available, linked down below. Brian, say something about your channel.
Old Mythos, check it out.
All right, guys, it's been a lot of fun. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.